Track 4, Galtina. We'll now hear from the first of our guests, and I'm delighted to say that Galtina is back, this time with a tale of life in the country.
Hello together, that's the Galtina again. Now I think today I'm going to tell you a little bit about my workplace. I still work at the same place I did when we got married, as a local children's shoe manufacturer. I used to make them, but now I'm in the laboratory testing them. We test the buckles, we test the leather. There's a lot more going to shoes than people know, you know. I was looking at my family tree, you know, the other day, and all my ancestors, they had lab as their job. I say to boy David, I say, cut, I said, all them years ago, all my ancestors worked in a lab just like me. He said, I think you'll find, girl, they were all farm labourers. Well, because they were, weren't they? Yeah, well, I've been at the same place now for 38 years, and I left school just with a Pittman's typing and a 10-yard swimming certificate. No one wanted an underwater typist, so what I done, I tried for a job on the A11 on the roads. They say to me, have you driven any heavy plants? And I thought about it. I said, well, of course I have, I said. I rid him from Keswick to Swaldston with a Christmas tree on my bike. Well, that's like old Billy, isn't it? He got a job as a milkman, you know. And he come home and he say to his little old wife, he say, do you know what, he said. They reckon at work, he say, the last milkman slept with every woman on this road bar one. She say yes, and I bet that was that old snooty one that live at number 20. Anyhow, when I started at the shoe factory, my first poem was published in their quarterly newsletter, and I wanted them all to know a little bit about my country life. So here's my first publication, Country Life. In the summer when out in the country, you smell the faint waft in the air, a newly ploughed fields and ripe gardens, and the mountains of fresh-laid manure. You'll notice the farmers are working, harvesting crops for their yield. The cows will be out in the meadows, while the tractors are ploughing the fields. My dad lost his cap on a meadow. My heart he weren't half in a tiz. He reckoned he tried half a dozen on, afore he found one that was his. He worked the land for many years, and his mate at the time was Don. He reckoned he'd lost his waistcoat, but Dad said, you got it on. He was so glad he'd found it, 'cause there's no doubt about it. He say, if you didn't see I had this on, I'd have gone off home without it. Another character on the farm, who I can remember most, was a chap called Billy North, who was to meet Dad by a post. What if one of us is late? Said Dad to Billy North. Well, if I'm there first, I'll chalk a mark, and if you're there first, rub it off. I loved growing up in the country. In my younger days, I'd climb trees. I'd go out and my trousers were proper, but I'd come home with great holes in my knees. My dad, he'd make me a pop gun from elder and nuttery sticks. Then acorns were used as the bullets, and my heart we got up to some tricks. You never get bored in the country. There's so much to do and to see. I don't need bright lights in the city. My country life will do me. Bless your hearts. See you all again soon. Cheerio.
Thank you, Galtina. I really enjoyed that poem, and I look forward to more stories from life in the Norfolk countryside.